Hello.
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about politics in Maryland. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Who you want to talk to?
We're talking with people who are registered to vote in the state of Maryland. If you are registered to vote, you can help us with this survey. Your opinion is very important.
Okay, yes, I'm registered to vote.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job of Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove. I don't think she's doing anything.
I understand. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving on the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
I'm still undecided about that. I'm kind of hoping Larry Hogan runs.
Understand. And for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
None.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Biden is doing handling the economy?
No, disapprove.
Would you say strongly or somewhat, sir?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the job Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. And what about the job he's doing handling foreign policy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
Disapprove.
Thank you so much. And which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Could be maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARC trains?
Roads and bridges.
Thank you, sir. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
A stolen firearm?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that should be a felony.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
Too much in taxes.
Thank you. Pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
And would you say strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I think their parents should be held accountable.
Thank you, sir. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Oppose.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Would you say regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big? Never?
Only when the jackpot is big.
Thank you. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? Could be a big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, not a problem at all.
It's somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. As a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25, 45 years old to play?
I didn't understand that question.
I will repeat that. As a way to increase the state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop an internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25, 45 years old to play?
I would oppose that.
Thank you so much. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
The right to strike.
Yes, sir.
I support that, yes.
Thank you. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Should be legal in most cases.
Thank you, sir. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Approve.
Thank you so much. And the last few questions, just for statistical purposes, we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your patience. In which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, African American, or older?
I prefer not to answer.
Thank you, sir. What is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, Catholic, a Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Prefer not to answer.
Thank you, sir. And with this, our survey is concluded. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. Hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
Take care, sir. Thank you so much.